Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What up, though? It's your boy, BZ430. You are now watching Dead End Sports 365, where sports opinions collide. How y'all doing this wonderful, wonderful Saturday? NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs kicks off today. I'm excited. Y'all know how much I love my hoops. So, this video real quick, I'm just going to go and do my, now that the first round, the whole entire playoffs is set now, I'm going to do my predictions for the first round. That's what this video is going to entail. You know what I'm saying? Me talking about the playoffs, NBA playoffs, you know what I'm saying? Playoff basketball. You can also check out Dead End Sports Live every Tuesdays and Thursday evenings at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some more playoff talk on those two lives as well. But I'm going to do my quick video as quickly as I can. I'm going to start off with the Western Conference, where we got Phoenix versus New Orleans Pelicans. I'm going to say Phoenix. I'm going to be respectable with New Orleans because Willie Green, shout out to Willie Green, man. He's from the D. I played his high school and my high school was like rivals or whatever. And Willie Green was nice, man. Played against him before. I'm going to give him respectable one game. I'm going to say Phoenix in five. Phoenix will get them in five. I see New Orleans probably getting one home game just off of emotion, off of just, you know, I can see Suns taking off a night, you know what I mean? I can see Suns in a five. Up next, we got Dallas and Utah. The 4-5. 4-5 is always interesting. I'm going to have to go with Utah just because it sucks, man. I was telling this to people the other day. Sucks that we probably won't have Luka in the playoffs this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you see out indefinitely, that's a no-timeable return for that. So, I don't know if Maverick's going to have it. I mean, Luka's, that's their guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's out, I can give the edge to Jazz. I can see this going, you know, five. Or six. Jazz, they be messing around sometimes. So, I can see Jazz taking them in six. But I got them initially in five, you know, just because Luka's out. If Luka was playing, this would have been really, really interesting to predict this one. But next up, got to have an upset. Got to have an upset. And if I want to pick an upset for the first round, I'm going to go to Denver and Golden State. I got Denver possibly beating Golden State. And I can see this series going seven. I can see it going seven because I really don't see no matchup. Matchup-wise, I don't see a matchup that Golden State can handle Joker. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, you still got to handle the rest of the players or whatever. But, man, I don't know. I can see this being one of the upsets of the first round. And, you know, Denver Nuggets is a 6 seed and Golden State's a 3 seed. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying upset because, of course, it's a higher seed. But, yeah, if I was to pick a series that I don't think a lot of people are picking Denver to beat Golden State. A lot of people are picking Golden State just off the fact that, you know, they got Klay, Dre, and Steph, you know, all playing or whatever. Wait a minute. Hold on. Because I think I think he's going to be like game time decision or like, isn't he kind of coming back from an injury or fighting an injury? I completely forgot about that. So that's really going to sway my opinion. Now, I definitely think if depending on how much Klay is going to be playing and how effective he's going to be, I think Denver might mess around and try to take care of business and take them boys out while they're not 100%. So, yeah, I got Denver in that series. Next up, Memphis and Minnesota. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing the shit talking that Pat Bev is going to try to do to get under the John Morant's skin, and he's going to figure out that John Morant is different. Like, you can't just talk to him and rattle him. John Morant, that's a different dude. I got Memphis in five. I give Minnesota one game because, you know, this is going to be great to see Anthony Edwards in playoff mode. It's going to be great to see. I love when I see young talented guys get their first taste of playoff basketball. So we're going to see that with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is going to know what it's like to play in playoff basketball and what it's going to take going forward. So, yeah, this is going to be dope to see young gun get his first playoff taste. But I got Memphis. I think just overall, they grittier, they grime. You know, they got a deeper. You know, I just think Memphis is going to be too much for them. So yeah, Memphis in five. I give Timberwolves one game. All right, so now to the Eastern Conference, which is, this is the conference for some reason I am so excited about. Like, I feel like it's going to be a bloodbath out there. But unfortunately, we probably won't get that much bloodbath. Shout out to Kev from Dead End Gaming. We probably won't get that much bloodbath in the East with the 1-8 matchup, because now, you know, Atlanta had a spectacular win against Cleveland last night. But in the cost of Clint Capella, if Clint Capella is out, you're not going to have Clint Capella or Jason Collins, you know, two are pretty much your starting big guys. Yeah, Miami's going to get them. Miami's going to win this series. I hate to say it. You know, I hate to say it. I'm respecting Trey. I might give Trey two games. Maybe one. I'm trying to be respectful to Trey Young and say Atlanta Hawks is going to get two games out of this series. But, you know, with no Clint Capella, no Jason Collins, I don't know, man. That ain't looking too good for Atlanta. That ain't looking too good for Atlanta. So, yeah, I got Miami taking this in five, maybe six. Maybe six. So, because Miami, that's another team that they can kind of take their foot off the pedal a little bit sometimes. You know what I mean? They can do that. But we'll see, man. But, yeah, I got Miami winning that series. The 4-5, we got Philly versus Toronto. Another interesting series right here, man. Can we trust James Harden? Can we trust James Harden? Now we in playoff mode. Can we trust James Harden to be the great sidekick to Joel Embiid? Because Joel Embiid has been playing MVP caliber ball. Can James Harden kind of help take that load off, the scoring load off for him going into these playoffs? Toronto got a lot of lanky bodies. They got a lot of lanky bodies they can throw out at James Harden. Tobias Harris has been pretty quiet. I haven't heard much from him over these last month of the NBA. So, I think I might go with Philly. Philly got to get out this first round, man. Like, it will be a bad look on them if they do not get out this first round. They have to get out this first round. So I'm gonna say Philly. Even though Toronto, they have been playing some good ball over the last, ever since the All-Star break. They've been playing some decent ball. So I think they going into the playoffs and with, you know, with their heads held up high and kind of on a roll. So you never know. But I got Philly in six. I think Philly's gonna take that series in six games. Next match, we got the 3-6 with Milwaukee and Chicago. Milwaukee being 3 seed, Chicago being a 6 seed. Chicago, I feel like they've been playing their worst ball coming into the playoffs. Like if the playoffs would have started back in January, February, I'd be like, oh shit, Chicago might take these dudes. But no, Milwaukee in five. I got Milwaukee in five. Chicago just has not been playing their best ball. They're not gonna have Lonzo Ball coming back. So, but yeah, I don't know what happened to Chicago. I don't know. They just kind of they shrank back to reality. They are who they thought we were. You know, people thought they were gonna be a possible Eastern Conference Finals appearance team, but no, they ain't looking like that. Nah. So yeah, I got Milwaukee taking them in five. Milwaukee is they looking like they want to get that back to back. So I got Milwaukee in five. And the last matchup, and by far the most intriguing to me in this entire first round of the playoffs, you got Boston and Brooklyn. The Nets and Celtics. Oh man, you got, you know, KD, Kyrie, that's going to be so exciting. And you got Boston over there with Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. But I'm going to have to go with Boston. I can see Boston taking this in six games or maybe seven. We might go a full seven games. Interesting to see if Ben Simmons is going to return. I know there's been a lot of chatter saying that Ben Simmons is going to return by game five, game six possibly. So that's going to be really interesting. But, you know, I'm ready to see Kyrie and KD put on the show. You know, I'm ready to see Jason Tatum. You know, now you're going against one of the best scorers that this game has ever seen in Kevin Durant. So I think that matchup is going to be really intriguing. You know, you're going to throw Kevin Durant and Kyrie is going to see so many different bodies thrown at them. Marcus Smart is going to guard KD at some point. He's going to guard Kyrie. Jaylen Brown is going to guard Kyrie. Like, It's going to be a lot of bodies being thrown at those two gentlemen, and which is rightfully so because they're fucking great. I know Celtics definitely going to miss Rob Williams. That's definitely an anchor big man that they're going to miss, I think, in this series. But I don't know. I think they're going to get this, man. I think this might go a full seven, you know, or six. It just depends. Brooklyn's defense concerns me. That's the only thing that concerns me about Brooklyn is their team defense. Celtics team defense is a lot better than Brooklyn Nets defense. So that's the only thing that really concerns me about this series. I feel like at times Brooklyn can't stop a nosebleed. So, you know, I hope their offense kind of confiscate for that. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm really excited about that Brooklyn and Boston series, man. So I'm looking forward to it. But yes, there we have it. That's my predictions for the first round. Of course, I plan on doing this again. You know, when we get to the second round, doing my second round predictions as well, once we get everything filled out that way. But yeah, it's your boy Beezy. As always, man, thank you guys. Let me know what you guys think. Give me your predictions in the comment section, who y'all think is going to advance and all that other great stuff. And I will holler at y'all later. Peace out.